Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's a joke from Lindy Powers in Clinton, and Pete Smolinski sent one, and JK in Downers Grove, and Gary Kelso sent us a joke from Tinley Park. Brian in Loves Park, thank you very much. And Bill in Cherville got a joke from him. We got one from Julie Moore and Nikki Youngren. And the mugless, lifelong listener, Celeste J. Mann, who is a music minister at St. Mary's Catholic Church. Boy, speaking of that, writes, I hope she's okay with my monologue. In fact, she wrote, please enjoy the diversity of these jokes offered humbly in this Lenten season. I simply could not abstain from speed jokes for Lent. Don't give them up for Lent. Hey, how did Darth Vader know what Obi-Wan Kenobi was getting him for Christmas? He felt his presence. Chuck Norris once went skydiving. His parachute didn't open. And the next day, he returned it for a full refund. Here's a Facebook post sent to me. I need to rehome a dog. It's a small terrier and tends to bark a lot. If you're interested, let me know, and I'll climb over the neighbor's fence and get it for you. Old age is a real thing, guys. I'm telling you. Last night, I was in bed for 20 minutes when I heard the pizza guy cough. And then I remembered I came to my room to get my wallet. Yesterday for St. Patrick's Day, Dave, I went out for an Irish meal at a Mexican restaurant.
What did you have?
Taco salad. Just kidding. Actually, last night we had Himalayan rabbit stew for dinner.
What's that?
It's like regular rabbit stew, except this one we found Himalayan on the road. Due to the shortage, federal immigration policy, due to the egg shortage, federal immigration policy has been changed to allow migrants crossing the southern border to come on in if they've got a dozen eggs. Actually, the DEI people have eliminated Enola Gay from the Defense Department website because it includes the word gay.
I heard.
Do you think biplanes are going to be next? Somebody sent that in. I think they made that up themselves. Everyone is talking about eggs, though.
I've noticed.
Hey, Dave, where's the best place to learn about eggs?
Where?
The Encyclopedia. What do you call a city of 20 million eggs? New York City. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Omelette
who?
Omelette smarter than I sound.
What's the matter, John? Can't you take a yolk?
Hey, Dave.
Yes?
How many eggs does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know. Two?
None. Eggs don't have hands. Come on, Dave.